It's time once again for the adventures of Chef Gregory, the continuing saga of a Canadian chef and his Mexican cat who get themselves into all kinds of strange misadventures, all of which involve cooking for some strange reason.
Hey, boss, there's a narrator guy standing in the kitchen talking about us.
It's action-packed. It's a thrill-a-minute. It's a cooking show.
Oh, he's one of those things.
And now on to the adventures of Chef Gregory.
Hey, everybody. Like, how's it going, eh?
Oh, boy. You're talking to the audience again, aren't you?
Well, of course. I don't want him to feel left out. Welcome once again to Chef Gregory and Miguel.
Miguel would be me.
And you'll be happy to know that we successfully sneaked past the pirate guards. Or is that snuck?
Sneaked or snuck, I don't care. I just want to know how we did it.
Well, I told you, Miguel, with the three little words, to be continued.
Yeah, see, that is the part where I need some clarification.
Well, you see, we just end one episode at the part where we're trying to sneak out, and then we start the other episode where we've already done it.
Oh, okay, now I understand.
You do?
No, actually, I don't.
Okay, it's like this.
No, don't bother trying to explain it to me, because you are just going to make my head hurt worse than it already does. What I want to know is, now that we have snuck out, and we have jumped overboard, and we are now floating in the middle of the ocean, what are we going to do now?
Oh, well, I honestly hadn't thought that far ahead.
Ay, caramba, su madre y su padre son perritos muy estúpido tonto.
Did you just say that I'm the product of a marriage between two silly, stupid dogs?
Would you be mad if I said something like that?
Well, yes, Miguel, I would be quite angry.
In that case, that is not what I said.
Oh, okay then.
But I still would like to know, how are we going to get out of the water?
Oh, not to worry, Miguel. Whenever there's a problem like this, the solution always presents itself.
A solution that involves cooking?
Well, yes, of course. Always.
Well, hey there, guys. Could you use a hand?
Yes, we sure could. Hi, I'm Chef Gregory, and this is my cat, Miguel.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Well, I happen to be a college student stranded at sea, and I've got a fully functional kitchen on my life raft here, but very little food. Since you're a chef, do you think you could make me a delicious, nutritious dinner out of what's in the fridge? If you do, I'll give you a hand out of the water.
See, what did I tell you, Miguel? A solution that involves cooking always presents itself.
Unglaublich!
Unglaublich?
Oh, sorry. For a moment, I forgot I was Mexican.
Okay, let's see what we have here in the fridge. We have two hot dogs, and there's a package of frozen spinach there. We got two packages of ramen. You know, you don't actually have to put those in the fridge. Tortillas. What do we got over here? We got, coconut. Oh, I like coconut. That's good. We got dried mushrooms. Oh, I used those in the last episode. Those are good. Okay, we got peanut butter. And we got a canister of brown sugar. All right, I'm going to make you a feast for the senses that'll really please your taste buds.
Oh, good. I like having happy taste buds.
And what about his stomach? Aren't you going to please his stomach, too?
Well, of course I'm going to please his stomach.
How about my nose?
Yeah, it's going to please your nose, too. In fact, this will please every part of you.
Even my kidneys?
Well, that you might have to work on yourself. Okay, let's get started. Great. Just open up the spinach here. It's easier said than done. Hey, Miguel, can you open this?
Sure thing, boss. Hi-ya!
Alrighty. Now, once your cat has slashed the box of spinach open with his claws, you're going to want to pick it up off the floor and rinse it off before you cook it.
Sorry about that, Chief.
But it's okay. Accidents happen. Now, I'm going to take one of the packages of ramen, and I'm going to put it in this pot here. Okay, now this has a packet of beef flavoring in it, but I'm not going to put that in. Okay, we're going to save that for later. Now, we take the two hot dogs, And we put them in there with ramen. Alrighty. And we stir that up a bit. Not because that actually does any good, I just like the sound of stirring. Alrighty, now, while all of that is cooking, we're going to take this second package of ramen. It's got an oriental flavoring packet in there. We're going to take that out and save that for later too. Okay. And we're going to, not going to cook this. We're just going to break it up into little itty bitty pieces. Just like that. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Alrighty.
What you gonna do with that stuff, boss?
This is going to be for dessert.
Ramen noodles for dessert? I always knew you were crazy, but...
Trust me, it's gonna be fine. Okay, next thing we're gonna do is we're gonna take some of this peanut butter, alright, and we're gonna stir it in with the ramen noodles. Okay, Miguel, you stir this stuff, because I gotta go take care of the hot dogs and the ramen.
But Buzz, you only just started cooking those.
That's right, and we're going to keep cooking them, but not quite in this way. See, we want to get them out of the water while they're still kind of tough. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take the ramen noodles out of the water there, and I'm going to put them into a frying pan. Okay, and then I'm going to take the hot dogs out, and I'm going to... Ooh, those are hot. You need a pair of tongs or something. Okay, I take the hot dogs and I put them on a cutting board. And I'm going to cut them up in little pieces. And then we're going to put those into... Whoop! That one almost got away from me. But I cut them into little pieces. And then we'll put the little pieces in the frying pan here. Okay. Put them in the frying pan. Alrighty there. Now we're gonna take a little bit of butter.
But I don't have any butter.
That's okay. I had some in my pocket when we escaped from the pirate ship.
You had it in your pocket? Everybody's going to be ruined now.
It's okay. It's not real butter.
Oh, okay. Wait, what?
Yeah, we're gonna take the packets from the ramen. And we're gonna put the oriental flavor packet right under ramen there. And then we're going to take the beef flavor and we're going to put it in with the hot dogs. All right, we're going to fry those both right up there. Now, two hot dogs isn't a whole lot of meat. So what we're going to do next is we're going to take some of these dried mushrooms and we're going to put them in with the hot dogs and with a little bit of the water that the hot dogs were cooking in. Now, while those are frying, we're going to come back to this peanut butter mixture that Miguel is working on here. And we're going to put some of the coconut into that. Now, this is pre-sweetened coconut, but you don't necessarily have to use pre-sweetened because the peanut butter makes it all work out okay, either way. Okay, back over here with our entrees. To the hot dog mix, we're going to add some barbecue spice, then some garlic salt, and some onion salt. And to the noodles, we're going to add a pinch of Italian seasoning, right to where the butter is melting there. And then a little bit of sesame seed. The great thing about a college student's kitchen is that it's always got a full spice rack. The reason for that is you can't eat spices by themselves when you're rushing out the door to try to make it to your trig class. So to our peanut butter and ramen mixture, I'm gonna add a little bit of cinnamon. All right. And then I'm going to add some almond extract to give it a nutty flavor, to go with the nutty texture of the ramen. And then I'm going to add some vanilla extract. Oh, that's smelling so good already. Alrighty. And just as soon as Miguel has got that all stirred up, we're going to take some and we're going to put it on a tortilla. Just plop it on like that. Yeah. And then take a knife or a spatula, spread it all around with a beautiful crunching noise. spread it all around the tortilla. Make sure you get a nice even coverage. Now what we're going to do is we're going to take some brown sugar and we're going to sprinkle it all over the top of the tortilla with the peanut butter and the ramen on it. And what we have now is a nice nutty peanut butter and ramen pizza. Alrighty, now it's time for plating. We put the hot dogs right over here. And then the noodles. And then get the spinach. I'm going to put a little bit of salt on the spinach. A little bit of salt. And cut ourselves a slice of pizza. Peanut butter and ramen pizza. All right, let's see how it tastes.
Oh, but this peanut butter pizza is to die for.
Actually, I meant taste the savory food first.
Oh, right.
Let's all try a taste of the mushrooms and hot dogs.
These don't taste like hot dogs at all. They taste they taste like sausage.
Right on. And technically they are sausage. Let's try some of these noodles.
I never thought that ramen could taste so good.
Oh man, just wait until I tell my friends at college about this.
Say, how do you attend college out here in the middle of the ocean anyway?
Oh, it's an online college.
Hey, what a coincidence. Like, we have an online radio cooking show. Since our show is online, we could use this internet connection to get back home.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Well, it sounded better in my head before I spoke it out loud.
Well, there's no need for that. I think we just got rescued. Look, a ship.
Oh, no, it's a pirate ship. Not another pirate ship, man.
Hey, look, it's a lemming in a three-cornered hat.
Stand to and prepare to be rescued.
Okay, I'm confused. Pirates aren't normally in the business of rescuing people, are they?
I think you'll find this is a very different kind of pirate ship, my friend. I am Captain Lemuel Cliffdiver. Welcome aboard the Fuzzy Doom.
Fuzzy Doom?
Hey, I didn't name the thing. Her first captain was a squid. He was terrified of cute fuzzy animals.
Not that I'm planning anything, but you're a lemming and I'm a cat. Aren't you afraid I'm going to eat you?
Not as long as there's a leopard with a whip standing right behind you.
Oh, point taken.
This is a nice ship you got here, Captain Lim.
Why, thank you.
Is there anything we can do to compensate you for our passage?
Hey, boss, don't bring up the subject of work if you don't have to.
Actually, I could use the services of a ship. Our regular cook, Bob Applecart the Horse, is on vacation.
Well, I'll be glad to help out and fill in while he's gone.
Oh, Captain Lim.
We got us a problem, Captain Lim.
Yes, my friends. What is it?
Oh, two of the crewmen,
Ricketts and Scurvy,
are planning a mutiny if they don't get any of Bob Applecart's horse feed muffins.
But you two are Ricketts and Scurvy.
Yes, that's right.
So trust us, we would know.
Oh no, I can't have a mutiny. What am I going to do? Chef Gregory, can you help me? Can you bake horse feed muffins?
Hey, now wait a minute. I think I remember reading this story. Don't you, have a magical sprite on board or something that can, make muffins out of thin air?
Yes, but if he magically makes muffins, then our enemies get to have muffins, too, and we can't have that.
Well, I'll see what I can do, Captain. In the meantime, see if you can keep your crewmen busy with this peanut butter pizza.
Hey, I was planning to eat that.
And I was planning to snitch it.
Yeah, but it's for a good cause, man. It's for a good cause. And now, to the kitchen!
I think you mean galley.
Right, to the galley!
What will become of our heroes?
Uh-oh, he's that narrator guy again.
Find out in the next thrilling and gastronomical episode of The Adventures of Chef Gregory, right here on OtterTunes!